Bible reading number 169, 1 Kings 10, verses 1 through 13. The Queen of Sheba visited King Solomon. Now the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon with respect to the name of Yahweh. So she went to test him with difficult questions. She traveled to Jerusalem with a very large caravan of servants. There were many camels carrying spices, precious gems, and much gold. She came to Solomon and talked with him about everything that was on her heart. And Solomon answered all of her questions. There was nothing too difficult for him to explain to her. The Queen of Sheba could see that Solomon was very wise, and she saw the palace that he had built, and she saw Solomon's many officials and the abundant food on his table. And she saw the palace servants and their very fine clothes. She was shown the servants who served him at banquets, and she was shown the lavish whole burnt offerings that he offered in the temple of Yahweh. All these things simply amazed her. So she said to King Solomon, "I was skeptical in my country when I heard about your accomplishments and your wisdom, but all of it is true. I could not believe it then. But now that I have come and seen it with my own eyes, look, I was not told even half of it. Your wisdom and wealth are much greater than what I first heard about. Your men and your officers are very happy. They're so fortunate. They are always able to hear your wisdom while they constantly serve you. Praise Yahweh your God. He delighted in you to make you king of Israel. Yahweh has a constant love for Israel. That is why he made you king, to administer justice and to rule fairly." Then the Queen of Sheba gave the king about 9,000 pounds of gold. She also gave him many, many spices and jewels. Since that time, no one else has ever brought so many spices into Israel than what the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Hiram's ships transported gold from Ophir. They also brought a huge amount of sandalwood and many, many precious jewels from Ophir. King Solomon used the sandalwood to build special hand railings for the temple of Yahweh and the royal palace. He also used it to make musical instruments, harps and lyres for the singers. Such fine sandalwood has not been imported or seen since that time. And King Solomon gave the Queen of Sheba many lavish gifts too. It was customary for kings and queens to exchange very expensive gifts with one another. After this, she and her group returned to her own country.